Going green seems like it has been at the forefront of our shopping conscience for more than a decade, when in fact, sustainability and the adoption of a lot of business environmental practices has really only been front and center for a little more than 5 years. Leaders in the capital city of Little Rock convened a business summit this past week at the Clinton Presidential Library to provide a forum for company leaders to share their success stories and address their challenges. I was there to visit with some of those at the forefront of Arkansas's green business movement, such as Eric Swindle with Heifer International, who explained that his company's world headquarters makes such good use of capturing and recycling rainwater that it keeps the water bill at a minimum.
Yeah, one of the great things, we teach this in the field, but also it's great to showcase it here in Little Rock, is water security. We don't realize such the importance of water. For a building our size, a water bill should be around probably $6,000, especially in Arkansas in the heat of the summer, because we use water for our chill water plant, for our boiler system, for our heating system, to irrigate, flush our toilets, etc. And we're able to harvest 2.2 million gallons of stormwater on site and store it. We'll pull that for irrigation, etc. And we average $600 a month, as long as we keep the rainfall where it needs to be. I jokingly say Mother Nature plays a part, but man, she will determine how much water we get and how much money we'll save.
AT&T was represented by a corporate sustainability leader from its Dallas headquarters, Mr. John Schultz, who offered up this definition of sustainability.
Yeah, so AT&T defines sustainability broadly. We look at it from really a community-driven perspective. And we think about it in terms of engaging with that community and educational support, but also in terms of the environment. Obviously, we're very interested in identifying how we use our resources and then being as efficient as possible with those resource uses. So for us, it's all about electricity use and fuel use. And so we've got robust programs in place to address electricity use at the facility level. And then we also got a very robust fleet program where we're integrating alternative fuel vehicles into our fleet itself. And actually, we're already rolling over 6,000 alternative fuel vehicles in our fleet, with the goal of 15,000 by the end of 2018.
Marianne Coleman, Associate Hospital Director for UAMS, says the confines and age of the state's medical school campus has been the biggest challenge for their green efforts.
One of the biggest challenges that UAMS has faced is the fact that we are a old campus, a campus of over 50 buildings, starting all the way from 1953, some of which are still in operation. The buildings have been crunched on top of each other. The docks and the loading areas have been compacted and compressed to the point that, as a part of our initial process, we couldn't simply find the space to put in the recycling equipment that we needed. The cardboard compactors, there's no room on a dock. We didn't have a space to put in the newer technologies that we would like to in order to do our best job. We have found a good partnership with a local vendor who has agreed to come in and pick up from our areas on a daily basis. Sometimes we even call more often than that. Another thing we've done is put monitors on our compactors so that it automatically, wirelessly, connects to them and says, hey guys, this compactor is full right now. It needs to be picked up at UAMS. So it's an automatic signal. They come and go and pick those up as needed, which has been a huge help to us. So I don't know that we're fully there yet. It has really been very dependent on finding a very good, willing partner in a vendor, a local vendor, to help us to try to get more frequent loads and help in loading, unloading, and recycling.